The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey, all right.
Morning.
How are you today?
Alexis, if a guy was taking you to Waffle House for Valentine's Day, would that not be good? Would you not like that?
I don't really care for Valentine's Day, so I'll go.
Okay, good. That's a good answer. Is it that you don't care for Valentine's Day because you've never had a good one? Or you just think that it's a made-up holiday, or because when you were growing up being raised Jehovah's Witness and you weren't allowed to celebrate?
No, I just think it's a made-up holiday, and I worked in restaurants every single Valentine's Day, and I hate it.
Yeah, we ought to do that on the regular show one day where people can comment and say, and they could call in and go, what job did you have that made you hate something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
You know. I worked in a restaurant, so I hate Valentine's Day. Or I worked at a flower shop, so I hate Valentine's Day.
And it's funny because I've forgotten restaurant life so quick. I text one of my friends and asked him what he was doing next weekend. And he's like, oh, you know, he's the one that works at the restaurant close over by you.
By me?
Yeah. The steak.
What's my name?
TJ.
Say my name.
TJ. Over by you, TJ. But he's like, it's Valentine's Day weekend. He's like, I'm working all weekend. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what it's like. Valentine's Day weekend, you're working Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day.
Mm-hmm. She called him a stupid bitch. Oh, yeah, she's working, you stupid bitch.
You gotta work your restaurant.
I'm free. Yeah. I'm not. A matter of fact, I'm getting off early Friday.
Yep. That's how I feel when I talk to my restaurant friend.
It's a nice restaurant?
It's a nice restaurant, yeah.
I assume.
She said by me.
It's near you.
Yeah, he frequents, TJ frequents often.
Oh, I frequent often.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot. Frequent and often.
Yeah.
That's doubling down.
Wow.
Hello. How are you?
I think a Waffle House date could be cute later on.
Later on in the night, you mean? No,
like after you've been out a long time, like, I'm going to take you to Waffle House. I think that can kind of be cute.
Be like if Jody and I went for Valentine's Day.
People that don't take Valentine's Day seriously. In other words, people with some sense.
Yeah.
He's back.
Are you having a big, do you do big things for Valentine's Day?
No, we're not doing big things at all.
Even as your first Valentine's Day as a married throuple?
Yeah, but we've already had Valentine's Days together, so it's not
yeah,
not
okay.
All right. Two.
No,
are we being? Are
this
we,
is our. This will be our third or fourth.
The wedded bliss is already worn. Now he's back to. I don't care about.
No, I just think. I just think Valentine's Day is. I mean, it depends. If the person you're with makes a big deal about it, it's a big thing. But I don't. But it's don't not a real holiday. I've never thought Valentine's Day was a big thing.
Does anybody think she's not going to make a big deal out of it?
She's not.
Okay. Your first Valentine's Day as a married couple, she's not going to make a big deal out of it.
No.
Okay.
How do you know that? Did you guys have a conversation about it?
Yeah, and we've already had all these other things we just had a huge party, and we've had a lot of expenses.
But that was for the wedding.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. But,
You're not going to get her anything?
No, I didn't say that. I'm not going to get her anything. I'm just going to say we're not going to do it. We're not blowing out. We're not going out to a big expensive dinner or something like that, but it'll be a very small thing. Plus, my mom's here staying with us.
That's right.
So we have my mom to watch out for and all that kind of stuff. So it's not like we're going to be doing a big dinner out or a big thing,
I'm getting Jody something that you can't buy in a store.
Oh.
A firm, open hand swat on the behind.
There you go.
Stop.
Happy Valentine's Day.
The gift every girl wants.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Do you still make the heart-shaped pancakes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But the kids, you know, they grown now and all, so they still want pancakes. But
they don't care if they're heart-shaped or not.
Right. It doesn't matter if they're heart-shaped, and they just want some kind of gift card that Jody still gets for them or whatever.
Aww, that's cute.
Or a
that's
shirt
so cute.
Or something yeah. like that. Yeah, it is. It's great.
See, that's cute.
Yeah. But usually my daughter's not here at that time because she's in at her college and that. So, but with the COVID and the, you know, homeschooling and everything, no, I don't think she'll be here because she's going back to college that day, the 15th.
Oh, really?
This yeah. Sunday, yeah.
Well, she's got a boyfriend now. That's off you. I mean, that's on him now.
Yeah,
to,
absolutely.
To step up and do something.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just saying that the whole family little cute thing that we always did when they were little is, you know, dissolving.
Mm-mm. Does that make you sad?
For Valentine's Day? No.
No.
No. No. Because my wife and I both are like, Valentine's Day is not a real thing. I mean, she shows me an abundance of love every day of the year.
That's right.
Why take one day and make a big deal out of it? Every day is Valentine's Day with her treatment of me. She's obsessed with me.
She's obsessed. You're obsessed with me.
Yeah. Why are you so obsessed with me?
No, I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love Valentine's Day.
Riggins, have you...
When you're not in a relationship?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm. You do, like, you go over the top with
Absolutely.
Valentine's Day?
Love it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I would not have thought that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Just learned so many things about you, Riggins.
Oh, he's got a big softy.
He is a big softy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely.
Uh-huh. So there are no girls you would even get any, like, send a text...
No.
Emoji there for might Valentine's
be,
Day?
There might be, but I just got an email this morning from Tinder that said, baby, come back. That's the caption.
Right.
Seriously, your profile's hidden. So they've hidden my profile because I haven't been active on it in a couple weeks, month.
So they do that?
Yeah, they'll do it just to clear out space because that's the way they get you to interact with it. They're like, you're not going to get any matches if you're not
right
on there all the time.
Because if you're not on there, then they don't want people trying to match with you and not getting anything just because you're not looking.
Exactly.
Because that messes with people's minds.
Yeah. So they just emailed me this morning. They're like, we missed or baby come back is what it said, which is good. They always get you to read their emails.
Are you kind of over Tinder or you
not at all. No? I hadn't gotten on it in the last month or so.
Okay.
But
is that player?
Baby come back.
Yeah.
Any kind of fool could see I was wrong.
But yeah, I don't have a Valentine's Day plans yet. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Okay,
who knows? Mm. I don't know.
You still got time?
Still has plenty of time.
Which lucky woman will get some Riggy time?
That's the question. Who? What lucky person among us? I mean, should you be so lucky? Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. Yeah.
So you have no prospects for Valentine's Day,
Alexis? Oh, sure. No, I do. Yeah.
Alexis. I said Alexis.
Oh. I thought you were asking me. Sorry.
No.
Nothing?
No. I'm not looking for it either.
And you don't, because you don't make it a big deal, so you don't really care. Like, you won't be sitting around.
Sad? No.
Sundays posting sad.
Sad? Posting, I hate Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is most of the day anyway. Yeah,
no. But wasn't there some rekindling or something?
I wouldn't call it rekindling. I would call it, I was just a little bored and just went back in my ways a little bit for just one day. Yeah, that part.
What do you mean for just one day?
Just one day. So I really wanted to do, I actually wanted to do something this weekend and I was bored and I wanted to go out and the Friday and Saturday, my friends were being lame and they didn't want to go out. And so I text somebody from the past, from a couple years ago, that I knew was in town. And it used to be a very casual thing. So I knew it was going to be very casual and it was going to be a mutual understanding. And yeah, it was fun.
little dick apartment.
You know, that's it. Yeah. Hey, you in town? Yeah, cool. You know, I haven't seen you in a while. You want to hang out? Take some tequila shots, you know. You know what tequila shots mean.
I don't. Is that a thing? I've never heard.
Well, when you're asking someone if they want to do tequila shots and it's 9 o'clock at night already, I think it's kind of understood what's going on.
Yeah. That's interesting.
But that's not a white people thing. I don't think so.
I've never heard that. But
I don't think that.
I like it, though.
That's a code, tequila shots, code for sexual activity.
Well, yeah, but we did drink tequila, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but I thought you were saying, like, if you say you want tequila shots.
No.
That's the same as saying, you know, what used to be said, Netflix and chill.
It kind of is, though.
And maybe it's a thing I can make up. I just asked him if he wanted to come have some drinks, but it was late, so.
So do you always have to entice your one-night lovers with food and beverage?
No, he brought the tequila.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. You had to Venmo him?
No. He actually even left the bottle in my house.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you asked him, you want to come over and do some tequila shots if you bring the tequila?
Yeah, I'd be like, so you got liquor, though? Yeah.
Now, if you knocked that bottle accidentally off the counter in the kitchen, would it shatter or would it bounce back up?
Oh, no, it's nice tequila. It's okay. Expensive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How much for the bottle of tequila?
I would say that bottle is probably, it's an añejo, so it's probably over $100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, how much did that fella you were with buy it for on the street?
No, this guy is pretty, he's got money.
Yeah, I mean, the person that bought the tequila paid over $100 for it.
He stole it from someone's trunk.
And then the person who stole it and then resold it.
Or he could have bought it from someone from a trunk. They had half a bottle left.
Yeah.
Give you a discount.
Was it a full bottle, like a brand new bottle when he brought it in or no?
No, it wasn't a brand new bottle because it was already late. So it wasn't like we could go to the liquor store. That's why I said, you know, like if you have any liquor, just bring it.
Oh, okay.
So, but there's still a good amount in there. So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Was that sort of like payment in your eyes? Like if you give me some alcohol, I'll.
No, we used to be cool. When we hung out back then, it was casual. We would have fun, and we are good friends. So I just hadn't seen him in a long time, and I was looking through my phone like, who's the easiest person that I can call and that they'll know it's just casual, we don't have to talk afterwards, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So that was the best option. What's that for?
Sounds charming.
It's love.
It's love.
You can't define terms of how.
The young heart.
Yeah, it's young love.
You know, I was bored. It had been a while.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like me when I was single. Who might be a possibility here?
Don't let them make you feel bad.
I'm not. I don't care.
I didn't say anything bad at all.
I didn't either. I said it was charming.
I said it sounds like me when I was single. That's should make I said you feel bad.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
It's totally. Yeah. Epitome of romance.
You want to come over, bring some liquor.
Here, you know.
The thing that I enjoy most about this type of conversation, whether it's with Alexis or any other woman, is the way they search for words to use so it doesn't sound trashy. We had hung out for a while, a long time ago, and I was bored, and I knew, you know, it would be casual and so forth. Other than saying, you know, hey, I wanted some. And so I knew he was going to come over because we've done it many times, and he would come and do what I need him to do and then leave.
Yeah, the expression, we'd had fun before.
Yeah.
Class.
Yeah.
I got to keep it a little classy.
That's what I'm saying. Don't waste the time in trying to do that.
So just,
I mean, I know it's different because you're talking on the podcast and everything rather than if you were talking to your friends and no microphones or anything, but. Yeah, I mean, that'd be like me right now having a comb over. I'm just trying to keep some hair. Well, the hair's gone. So there's no reason in trying to make it look like I got hair. You see what I'm saying?
You don't want to hear that from her, though, that she, you know, he came
over.
You
want me to be like, yeah, he came over and I needed something.
No, no, no. I'm just saying it because we're in a different situation here as we're broadcasting. But it's just funny to me.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That. And like, it would be funny for y'all to sit here and have me try to explain how I think I'm fooling people with a comb over. You know, same thing. I'm interested in words. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
The words people choose.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on AceandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
On the radio show today, we were talking about worst first dates. This lady said I was on it. We had some great ones coming after the show. Things were going well. Then he asked me if it was cool if he calls his girlfriend to tell her he's going to be a while.
What?
I said, sure. He went to call his girlfriend. I left and took an Uber home.
Well, it's a good call.
Yeah. One lady said she was out with a guy first date. I went to the restroom. When I came back, his dad was sitting at our table. He looked upset. And while I tried to make conversation, I learned that my date's parents were going through a nasty divorce. I was bummed, but figured, hey, it must be a tough time for the family. Then out of nowhere, his mom shows up. Mom and dad then started getting into it, ended up making a big scene by screaming at each other about how their marriage fell apart and who was to blame. My date just sat there like this was normal. And I found out way too many details about his parents' personal flaws. We finally got out of there and went to eat. Afterwards, we went back to his place, only to find out that he lived with his dad, who was by then drunk and crying when we walked in.
Oh, my God.
That was the last time I saw him.
He was crying.
That'll do it.
Awkward.
Hey, do y'all think the people on a first date should split the bill? If it's a first date, you split the bill?
I always offer.
Yeah, I don't think you should, but I understand why a lot of women offer to do that.
Why do you think that is?
So they're saying that they don't, you know, don't expect me to give you the sex.
Yeah, they're trying to keep a balance, keep you at a distance. So don't expect anything because I'm here paying my half, blah, 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 that kind of thing. I it's sad that it's gotten to that point, but I understand the philosophy behind it.
Yeah, because most of the time, any guys I've ever known, and when I was dating, it was the same way. If a girl is paying for her food on a first date, then I am definitely not going to try to get her to make the relations with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That throws up a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kidding. I would still be, you know.
Yeah, but I understand that
if it came to that, I'm not going to try to jump on her or anything, but I mean, I'm just saying that whether or not she pays for her food is not going to make a difference one way or the other as to how attracted I am to her and how I'm, you know, would still try to put the moves on her.
Yeah.
You would try to put the moves on her on the first date?
Yeah. Why are you on a date?
To get to know the person. What do you mean?
Okay, well. Especially nowadays, you've gotten to know the person through social media and texting and sending pictures back and forth to each other and, you know, not necessarily sexual pictures, but what is there to get to know when you finally make it to the first date? You didn't cut through all of the first date stuff on social media.
It's different when you're with someone in person, though.
How?
Because you just, I feel
to me,
like
it's redundant. You're going to ask the same questions, and I go, you already know the answer to that question.
Oh, that's a good attitude.
I posted it in my story yesterday. How do you not know? I saw that you looked at it. Why are you asking?
Charmer.
Yeah. You wouldn't do that at all. Lying. But I do know within two dates, I'm not saying after the first date, it has to happen. But after two dates, I know whether things are going to go forward or they're not.
Do you, first off, have you ever had a woman say, let me pay for mine on the first date?
Yeah.
And did you allow her to?
No.
Okay.
No. And she, I remember it happened specifically, but I don't remember her even saying, when I said no, I don't remember her going, no, please let me pay. I think it was, yeah, just put it out
there.
Did
you feel like threatened or bothered by it already?
Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I would either, but I understand, not my thing. I'll pay for it. We're on a date. But I think it's, I understand the need to kind of keep you at arm's length a little bit just to make sure.
Yeah. You know.
It's sad that it's gotten to that point. That really is.
And it'll keep me at a baby arm's length. So, Alexis, you go into dates like that knowing that you are paying no matter what, right?
No, I do not.
Every time.
Yeah, well, so if you split the first few dates or he pays the first few dates, he knows that he's going to get his on the back end of the relationship where you're going to be completely supporting him.
That was in the past.
So he's making an investment, and okay, I'm going to get the upfront money here.
I'm about long term.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not about getting rich. I'm about wealth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was before. Now I'm brand new, so we not doing that.
Oh, she brand
new. I'm brand new now.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that, like, at the beginning of a relationship, for guys, if you don't want to spend a lot of time at her house, go to her house in the early start of the relationship a lot. Go over there. If she wants you to come over every night, go over there every night. Because what you're doing is you are making an investment so that eventually you don't ever have to go back over there. And when she says, why don't you come over to my house anymore? Then you have a list in your mind of all the reasons why her apartment sucks and why yours is better. So you do it early and up front. You go to her place a lot because eventually you never have to go over there again.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely. I even wrote that down a long time ago. I said, go over there. Even though you don't want to, go over there a lot because eventually you'll be able to get her just to come to you all the time.
Okay.
And you create a list of reasons why her place sucks.
Let me ask you
this.
She's
got a roommate.
Let me ask you this. That's the point. The roommate.
Yeah. That was one of them.
So, Riggins, in your last serious relationship, your girlfriend had a roommate. You had a nice apartment, and it was all yours. You didn't have a roommate. Why would she ever want the two of you to be over there rather than at your house with privacy?
Because
to be in front of the roommate saying, look how great my boyfriend is.
She wanted me to be friends with her. Or at least that's what she would tell me. I want you guys to hang out more. Even though I couldn't stand her roommate, I thought she was a lot of things that I didn't enjoy.
See, so, I can understand that. If she had a roommate, I wouldn't want to go over there. I'd be like, well, we have privacy here. Why won't you just come here?
Yeah. I didn't like going
over
there.
That's weird.
But yeah, that was one of the reasons. Her couch was horrible to sit on. And I complained about it every time I sat on that stupid ass couch.
Oh my God.
And she'd go, well, it was thousands of dollars. I'm like, okay, well, you spent thousands of dollars on a shitty couch. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. It doesn't have a back cushion. What kind of couch doesn't have a back cushion?
It doesn't have a back cushion?
Just a bunch of loose pillows.
What?
Exactly.
Like, I'm pressed up against the wall?
You're all moving around.
It's got a back. It was like a church pew. Like a wooden church
pew.
Oh,
no.
And then like 10 throw pillows. But I'm like a
was
bigger
it an
guy.
Antique?
Like, I need support on my back if I'm watching, you know, some horrible movie that you chose. At least let me be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like at the very least. So finally, I went over there a lot. And then eventually, I said, no, you're going to come to me. Because your roommate's acting crazy, your couch is horrible, you know, all those things. You create a list of reasons why her place sucks.
Right, and then if there is a roommate there, then there's going to be a roommate's boyfriend there.
Drama.
That you're drama and some guy that you're forced to hang out with that you may not even like. Chances are you're not going to like.
Yeah, probably. It's just people that are there in your business. Not in your business, but in your business all the time.
Yeah, and then they start talking, the roommate and the girlfriend are then having full conversations that I can't even get in on. Yeah. So now I'm just sitting on this very uncomfortable couch watching a movie I don't want to be seeing with your roommate.
And then what happens when you want to go and do the business? You have to have that awkward moment like, okay, we're going to go into the room now. Yeah. But they know exactly what's going to happen.
And now you can do the business on the couch.
No.
Spur of the moment.
Can't be loud. You got to be quiet and all that. Ugh. I don't like that.
And then like you go to take a shower in the morning for work. I'm like, can you buy a bar of soap?
She didn't have soap?
She had body wash that was like, you know, had like crystals in it, whatever that shit is.
Exfoliating.
And like, if I'm going to come over here, you get me a bar of soap. Just like, that's all I ask. Get me a bar of soap. And then also do something about the pillowcases because they're horrible. I can't sleep. I'm hot. And have your roommate not barge in the room at 3 a.m. sobbing. I've got to get up in 30 minutes.
Yikes, that sounds like a lot of not fun.
I mean, okay,
exactly.
Even, that's what I'm saying. Right. It's not fun.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
Even if, okay, I get it. She wants you to be over there, hang around with her roommate and all that. But why you got to spend the night?
Exactly.
Why can't you go over there and have an evening and then say, all right, well, I got to go home and go to bed. And then she could go back to your house with you if, you know, that were the thing. What was the important thing about you spending the night over there?
Why did I have to spend the night? I don't know. But I did the same thing, like, when it flipped around. When I stopped going over there, I'm like, what, are you going to go back home now? Like, no, I don't want that.
But no, she, when you went to go back to your house, she could have gone with you.
Yeah.
Did she say, well, come with me?
I think it was like a power play.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you don't say.
Yeah,
because the way you described it certainly sounded like a power play on a well thought out.
Yeah,
power
you
play.
Thought it out. You even wrote it down for future reference.
Yeah. I want to help these guys that end up spending so much time at their girlfriend's apartment when they've got three roommates.
But see, I think I live by myself, and my apartment is nice, and I have comfy couches, and I have so I feel like it could be an even thing. Like, okay, I'll go to your house one time, but you come to my house too because I live by myself.
Yeah, but these are not even things.
Totally
It's not even with him.
Yeah.
He had the cool apartment with no people in
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
She had basically a sorority house going over
there. Yeah, it is even if you each don't have roommates.
Sad drama fraternity or sorority.
I'm telling you.
Did you live far away from each other?
Not really.
Mm.
But and the boyfriend of the roommate, he was 5 years older than I was, and he's in this shit all the time.
What?
And I actually connected with him because I'm like, you're an idiot, but he had weed all the time. So
that works. Yeah.
I was like, I can vibe with this guy, but your girlfriend sucks. She sucks. I don't like her. And we didn't get along very well, surprisingly.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I hated it. I couldn't tell.
Don't say.
I would hate it too. I don't believe.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not any. I mean, that's not any type of thing you could hang your hat on. The fact that I didn't like it, because you know, we get accused of being two weirdos all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Grouchy weirdos.
Spend a day in our shoes, and then maybe.
Exactly. That's what I say. But spend that day in our shoes in our places. Not anywhere else.
Go wear my shoes at my place.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Well, Alexis just asked a question during the break, and then we told Riggins to hold the answer to that question so we could all come back on the podcast and hear it, because it's a fan favorite, I think. She said, why didn't you like her, we were talking about his ex-girlfriend's roommate and whatnot. She said, why didn't you like her roommate? And then Riggins was about to give an example as to why.
Yeah. One time, her boyfriend lived there a lot. The roommate's boyfriend did. And he's a very successful guy. But for their anniversary, he wanted to give her something special. So he found this company that would make realistic bobblehead dolls of whoever you wanted. So he made one for her that looked like her. And it had a button on it that when you would press it, it would say quotes and you could send them lines to record. He showed it to me and I was like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's going to love it, but I thought it was so funny because it did look just like her. The night of their anniversary, me and my girlfriend are chilling at their apartment. They go out. She had purchased him courtside tickets to the Hornets game. He's a big Chicago Bulls fan. Hornets and Bulls. Courtside tickets. He's thrilled. And then he gives her a bobblehead that looks like her and sounds like her. I didn't see what happened, but we are fast asleep. It is probably 2:30 in the morning. She comes barging into my girlfriend's room, sobbing, falls to the ground. I get up. I'm in like my underwear, and I'm freaking out because I don't know if she's just been assaulted or, you know, she's sobbing.
Yeah.
Somebody's died, something like that. That can be the only reason. And I'm scared now. So I like grabbed the pillow over my head. I just didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh my God. My girlfriend gets up and tries to like, what's wrong? So he gave me a bobblehead. Oh. I gave him courtside tickets. Freaking out. And now I realize like what's happening and I'm just pissed. So she ends up, my girlfriend ends up walking out of our room together with her. The roommate starts packing all his shit into a suitcase. I have not seen him at this point. I don't know where he is. So I go out into the living room, still in my underwear, like trying to figure out what's going on. She's packing his stuff into a suitcase. They lived in a townhouse. She walks to the top of the steps, throws the suitcase down the flight of stairs. At 3 in the morning. I've got to go to work at 3:30.
Oh, my God.
So he finally comes up, and I'm like, what did you do? And he's like, oh, I gave her the bobblehead. She didn't like it. I'm like, she didn't like it?
No shit.
She just threw your shit down the stairs. That's an understatement of the year. He ends up sleeping in his car or in the car all night. I had left. I didn't even see him out there, but he was apparently out in the parking lot sleeping in his car. And they were fine. Everything is solved. They're married.
Oh, my God.
Why did he not go home?
Yeah.
He was living in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And he would traveling sales guy.
Yeah.
But he would, when he would come into town, he would stay with her full time. So packed up all his shit, threw it down the stairs. And yeah, it took a couple days. And next time I came over there, I was like, what was that? She goes, well, you wouldn't understand because you've never, I understood it perfectly. You gave him a gift, which was very nice. He gave you a gift that you didn't like.
Yeah, but to be so dramatic about it. I would love if someone gave me a bobblehead that said things I said.
And please believe, if you ever pack my things and throw it down the stairs,
I'm not coming back.
You're
That's
delusional.
Disrespectful. AF.
That's crazy. You're never hearing from me again.
Oh, my God. So, and then to be sobbing about it. Like
On the floor.
On the floor. What? I can't. I understand.
Didn't you throw your ex's stuff out?
Never.
You didn't?
No, I thought about it.
When he ate your leftover.
No, I thought about it, and I called his best friend, and I said, you need to come over here right now because I'm about to take all his clothes and light it on fire. But I didn't.
Okay.
I just thought about it. Yeah. Never once disrespected any of his things. Never once called him out of his name. Ever.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
Like, I just never, like, low blows.
Like you didn't call him a shithead or...
Never. Anything never cussed like at him.
Yeah. Didn't tell him F off. F
nope.
you.
Nope.
Well, never called him good out, for you. Out of his name. Very popular. Hey, get out of your name.
I never
come here.
You
get out of
or
your
just
name.
Use things against him that he had told me, like low blows. I just didn't do that.
Yeah. But this girl got something she didn't like as a gift, and she was screaming, "How could you do this?
Oh my, I can't."
Joe just DM'd and said it should have been an Ace and TJ bobblehead. She would have been so upset.
Right, exactly.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, that's it a said, cool gift.
It was a cute.
Yeah,
you know, it said things that she always said because she had this like very thick New York accent.
I think
it was funny.
Women think that men are supposed to be like this movie type romance, and you have to understand men are not like that most of the time. Aces. This is a Hallmark. I said most of the time.
Yeah.
This is like movie stuff, guys. For the most part, like that, he probably thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
It was cool. You
I
know what I mean?
Hilarious.
Yeah. She probably was thinking that he needed to go over the top.
Oh, yeah. Clearly. Just, yeah. I did this. You did this.
Yeah,
was there
exactly.
What year anniversary?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was early. I mean, it was maybe the second anniversary, third anniversary.
What did she tell you when you asked about buying jewelry for your girlfriend? For?
Oh, yeah. That was another one that just really. So. Christmas was really big with my girlfriend. So we went over the top for each other, both ways. But I asked her roommate, I said, I don't know anything about jewelry, but I want to get her like, you know, a necklace or a bracelet or something like that, earrings. And I said, so I'm going to go to Tiffany. And she goes, don't take this the wrong way, but Tiffany is very middle school. Those were the words
get
she used.
Get out like, of here.
Tiffany, like. The blue box,
yeah.
Tiffany, which to me, I thought Tiffany was
it's a classic.
The best jewelry you could possibly have. So she goes, it's just very high school. Let me show you some things. So then she ended up showing me a bracelet that she would like, which I ended up going to buy. And then the jeweler at this store was like, here's the great thing about this bracelet. You buy one for this, you know, for Christmas. And then next year you get another one and then you stack them. And I'm like,
oh, I think I know the bracelets.
Well, I mean, it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, we're not dealing.
Doing all that.
We're not doing it. But I did get her the bracelet. But
that's
anyway.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was just insane. But Tiffany's very middle school. I'm like, okay, then why is Tiffany like.
Yeah, why are middle schoolers shopping in there? Because I've never seen middle schoolers in there when I pass by Tiffany's.
The thing I see in the window is $60,000.
Exactly. They have a security outside.
Yeah.
We have one here?
At South Park.
There's one at South Park. But, yeah, I learned my lesson that day. I went, okay. And I'm glad I did because she probably would have thought the same thing. They were kind of like-mindedness.
That's crazy to me. What?
Yeah. But I knew.
But they're in the mall?
They are in the mall. But I knew the difference because one time we went in to look at another bracelet from the same place. And when she walked in, they came over and they took it off of her hand, took it to the back, cleaned it for her without even saying anything. So I was like, oh, that's the that's what you get.
Yeah. I tend to not buy jewelry in a place where you can get a water massage in the kiosk.
There's a Wetzel pretzel within walking distance.
Yeah. I'm going to say, okay, well, while you size the ring I've just bought for the woman I love more than anything in the world, I'm going to go over here and get a slice of Sparrow.
True.
And hopefully not get shot.
It's true. I'll be over here at the steak escape eating a yiddah.
But Ace is romantic like that.
Yeah, and I know that there are guys that are.
It'd be weird if he wasn't. Like, you know, they say, what did you expect? You know how women get upset because they expect a non-romantic guy to be romantic all of a sudden?
Yeah.
It would be the other way with him. If he showed up doing something that wasn't romantic, she'd be like, this is not what I married.
Yeah.
This
is
not what I signed up for.
Do you like for the person to be romantic also, or does it not bother you if they're not as romantic as you are?
All I want to do is have it appreciated.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything for me. You don't have to buy me gifts. I'm not worried about you buying me anything or that. I just want the effort to be appreciated because that's when the effort ends. It's like, F this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to a lot of trouble here. You know.
Yeah.
So you look out of your bedroom window, your upstairs bedroom window down onto the front yard where he's burned your name in the grass, you need to appreciate
it. Yeah. A lot of effort went into that.
I did this for you.
Takes time to get that done.
Yeah.
Sure does.
I get that, though, because I like giving gifts and I put a lot of thought into gifts. And if someone doesn't appreciate or react how I would think they would, it's disappointing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even react how they. Not even gifts. Yeah. Like, it's not gift things. It's just a lot of times it's more little things. Mm-hmm. But I don't care about getting anything from anybody. I'm fine with no gifts. Like, if I say, don't get me a gift, I really mean, don't give me, I really am perfectly fine. I don't want you worrying about it. I don't want you hassling over it. I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
And I like doing stuff that surprises people. I don't think I do it I'm not as good at it as I used to be. Or I'm not as into it as I used to be. I'm more practical as I've gotten older. I think I'm a little more cynical than I used to be. Yeah. Oh my God. But, yeah, it's just as long as you do something for someone and it's like, hey, I appreciate the effort that you went to here. You know, like I don't understand people being upset over a gift.
Yeah.
Because you're not it's out anything. Gift. You're not out anything. I mean, unless it's something idiotic, like your husband buys you a new, the stereotypical vacuum cleaner for your birthday. Well, no, he knows you don't want that. That's not what you're into, for your birthday. That's a stupid thing to do. But other than that, like the bobblehead thing, he meant well.
Yeah.
He was making an effort.
Put time into it.
It was dumb. Maybe it was a dumb gift. Maybe it wasn't. It depends on your perspective. But he did. He went to a lot of effort. He thought he was doing something interesting and unique for you. His intentions were pure.
Now, a great gift to me from my wife would be for me to go buy a shirt. And then the gift from her be not to interrogate me about it. That's the greatest gift I could receive.
Where'd you get that?
You got shirts. I just did your laundry.
You've got shirts.
I've seen them.
Oh.
You've got shirts. I've seen them.
Yeah. You need another one.
That's funny. Oh, relationships.
I
mean,
I would go postal. I'd end up killing her.
Yeah, maybe you don't need to date anybody.
I would kill somebody. I'm at the point where I've lived so long by myself that I'm afraid, what it could be explosive, the next relationship. It could be explosive. But maybe I'm looking for that. I like a little toxicity.
You like a little toxic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Keeping everybody on their toes all the time in the relationship.
Absolutely. It turns me on.
Like a big blow up. You storm out. You come back later and.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing that.
It's combustible when you come back. Like, yeah.
I pick up smoking again.
Yeah. Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Who wants to date Regan?
Oh, my God.
Get it going.
All fun and games. It's not all fun and games.
Well, he's telling us these things that happened during his relationship and all that. And one of them was a trip to the beach.
Listen.
Huh?
I said, listen, I don't want to go to that damn beach.
You said that she said you asked, you've been wanting to go to the beach, and she got you that for Christmas, for y'all to go to the beach.
Yeah. That was 1 year.
Yeah. And then you went and ended up not having fun and blaming her for it.
Yeah. When you say it like that, it makes me sound like a real shit person.
Well, you got sunburned.
I got sunburned.
The first day.
Bad attitude.
And did you blame the sunburn on her?
Yes.
You know what? Probably.
It's your fault.
No, of course not. I didn't blame the sunburn.
But then you decided to ruin the rest of the trip.
No. No.
Did she take you to a nice restaurant?
I think I paid for it. Okay. So, but she did make reservations at it. But it's 90 degrees. It's the middle of summer. Yeah.
I don't want to sit outside.
With a sunburn.
Mm-mm. My hair's going to get all poofy and sweaty. Yeah. No.
And then the photo shoots. Oh, God, the photo shoots. I mean, we go to the beach, photo shoot. We go to dinner. She looked great, by the way. And I, you know, was thin and tan. And it was great. But I don't want the 100 photo shoots. I'm pissed off. The Airbnb that you got sucks. I'll be honest. Very nice, but it sucks. Like, give me luxury. It's a gift. It's a gift. Give me luxury.
So
wait,
you wanted a 5-star hotel on the beach.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Was the beach part okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
He said wasn't the beach he wanted to go to.
Was the Airbnb on the beach?
On the beach, on the water.
Oh. So you could just walk out onto the beach?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. What?
The coffee pot was shit. I mean, you guys are thinking I'm crazy. But these are the kinds of things I want. It's a vacation for me. I want a little bit of luxury, for God's sake.
So you had a great Airbnb on the beach.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't great. I don't think it was great.
You said it was a nice place.
It was just beachfront. It was
beachfront.
And that was it.
And that was it.
That was the only luxury of it.
Sheets were a little very scratchy. It was too hot for scratchy sheets. I'm sorry. I know.
And
I'm
sunburned.
And I'm sunburned. I'm burned. The tops of my feet are raw. I can't even walk in flip-flops now. She didn't even remind me to put on sunblock. I don't know.
She didn't remind you to put it on.
She didn't remind me.
Oh, she didn't remind you.
So, yeah, maybe it is
the audacity.
Her fault. So, but anyway, I could have gotten over the
All right, so did you have fun on the sunburn day? Were you having fun out there, and that's how you ended up getting sunburned? Before you knew you were sunburned and the pain kicked in.
Yeah.
You had fun that day.
I could manage. I was managing at that point. I was like, you know what?
Did you get a little drunk and that's how you got sunburned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stayed out there too long. Got sunburned on top of my feet. And yeah, I mean, listen, I know.
But I'm just trying to figure out, like, what did you say? Like, how was it her fault? Did you blame her for any of it? And if so, how? Like, you should have told me I should have been wearing sunscreen and we should have come in sooner. I knew it. You talked me into staying out here.
I don't remember any of that. I don't believe I would have said that. But what I would do is be in such a mood that she knows.
Yeah. You would just annoyed the whole
You would drain all of the fun out of the rest of the time.
To the point where she was like, I'm just going to go out to the beach. I'm like, good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Riggins.
But I told her, I said, well, then don't bring me some horrible Airbnb. Just because it's on the water, homeless people live on beachfront. They live in tents. It's a gift. I would never give you a gift of an Airbnb at a tropical location to make it a shitty place to stay. I would never do it.
I would just be happy I'm at the beach.
Hey, we're going to the beach. Sad part, we're going in a rickshaw. It's like, well, I don't know if I want to do that. 8 hours on a horse, that's not interesting to me.
I don't think the two are, you can compare a rickshaw and staying at an Airbnb.
Give me the experience, a little razzle dazzle. You spent money to give me a gift. Show me a good time.
How long were y'all there?
4 days.
It never got better.
It was so bad. Even one day I was like, let's go get ice cream. Because I thought, like, maybe if we get some ice cream, like, that'll cheer me up. And it didn't. That was like day two. Like, let's turn this around. Let's go get ice cream.
Did you ever go back out to the beach?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. But you remembered sunscreen.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Luxury hotel.
Were you in a bad mood the whole time you were out on the beach that day?
I'm sure.
But you did put on sunscreen?
Yeah. Sunblock.
Yeah. A lot of it.
Yeah.
Lots and lots.
It was crazy looking.
Oh, man.
I've never told you all this.
No, I've never heard this before, and I'm just amazed.
So, listen, that's not a gift to me.
Baffled.
So, I don't feel that bad.
So, maybe it's a good thing that Riggins always turns down invitations to do stuff with us.
Yeah. Oh, God. You have no idea.
Because something would end up, we when, you know, upsetting him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he would get grouchy with us.
No matter how nice you are to him, he's going to be upset with you.
Yeah, it's not for me. It's for you. You know,
what?
I'm looking out for you.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not pleasant.
Hmm.
I'm not. But treat me right and I will be great. You didn't treat me right. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Here's a gift. It's a bag of, you know, dog poop. Okay, well, is that a gift? I don't know.
Now, that was for an anniversary or something, or was that for Christmas?
Christmas.
Okay.
And that's
the reason for the season.
Would you rather have, because she used to buy you, y'all spend a lot of money on each other. Would you have rather her not spend as much money, like say she didn't give you the Xbox?
Yeah.
And she put all of that toward the vacation so you would have a nicer place to stay.
All of that.
Okay. So you'd have rather not had the Xbox.
Yeah.
And had the vacation.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So she was going more quality, I mean, a quantity
over quality
of gifts. But, I mean, an Xbox is pretty high quality.
Yeah,
and,
that was great.
You know, in a beachfront place, still probably cost
a goodly
amount.
Yeah.
All those fees, Airbnbs. It's a very exclusive beach, but trust me, you can have an exclusive area with not nice places in it.
And a good coffee pot.
And a half-size coffee pot. It was half-size. Who lives here? A family of dwarves? It was four cups. What is it? Like a half kitchen. It's a big house. All of the rooms are shitty. It's like, how did you luck out with that? Big house. Every room is small. Who built this house? Horrible. The kitchen sucks.
Goldilocks.
The master bedroom is on the wrong side of the house. You can't even look out at the water. I know this seems like I'm nitpicking, but you got to be kidding me. The master bedroom looks out on the road? Who did you look at pictures? Did you blindly rent this place? I mean, honest to God, it was horrible. And she's smart. She's a smart girl. I don't know what the hell got into her. But you could have halved this house, and you could have had a better time. I'm telling you, it was a horrible experience. Horrible.
So the house was too big for two people and too shitty for one.
Oh, my God.
The other one was fine with
it. Well, and, you know, and I rebounded because her best friend has a home in South Carolina. Very exclusive. It's a mansion. We went out there a couple months after this fiasco.
Yeah.
And I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like heaven on earth. And I made every point to the guy. I said, now this is how you do it at the beach.
I cannot with you. Oh, my God.
I did. And it was great. And I let the girl know every month. I said, this is an amazing house. This is how you go to the beach.
I can't.
This is Cher Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.